One of the most noble and esteemed of Nanaimo's waterfront events is Back to Make a Splash. The Nanaimo Marine Festival hits the harbor city this Friday, July 26, leading up to the main event Great International World Championship Bathtub Race at Mafio Sutton Park on Sunday, July 28. The entire weekend is world-renowned, said Greg Peacock, Commodore of the Loyal Nanaimo Bathtub Society, which organizes the Nanaimo Marine Festival every year. We've had TV shows from Japan and from Germany and from the States and from all over Canada come and cover our event. People want to understand what these crazy things are doing racing around out in the Salish Sea. Beginning on Sunday morning at 11 a.m., the spectacle begins as competitors hit the water to race in custom-made, motorized bathtub boats to the Winchelsea Islands and back. All motors are required to be under 10 horsepower. But the super-modified class allows tubbers to change the propeller and add extra modifications to their engine, allowing them to reach upwards of 64 km per hour. In the stock class, boaters are required to use standard, unmodified motors with model numbers. The super-modified guys will typically, a higher percentage of the time, win the race, but depending on how rough it is, at times stock boats come very close to being winners, Peacock said. In years gone by, far before my time, there was stock boats that actually won the race. Typically, it's due to weather, and the ability of the driver. Ahead of the main event, there's a variety of entertainment. On Friday, July 26, at 2 p.m. the Kids Zone opens at Mafio Sutton Park, with entry by donation to the Nanaimo and District Hospital Foundation. Bouncy Castles and Arts and Crafts will continue there all weekend, with Gabriola Island-based kids' music group The Kerplunks playing Saturday at 1 p.m. For those a tad bit older, there's the 19-plus King Neptune launch party with Wonder Bread, Johnny Inappropriate and DJ All Good performances starting at 5 p.m. On Saturday, July 27, the parade gets underway. At 10:30 a.m. the Sail Past on Wheels parade begins downtown, showcasing the racing bathtubs, their sponsors, as well as floats from a variety of entries. The parade follows Commercial Street and Front Street and ends at Mafio Sutton Park. To sign up to march in the parade, applicants can fill out a form on the event's website at http://bathtubbing.com/bathtub-weekend/bathtub-parade. Peacock said there are typically about 60 floats, but judging by the race spots, it may be a larger event this year. Following the parade, live music in Mafio Sutton Park will be performed until 10 p.m. Each year, the Loyal Nanaimo Bathtub Society likes to give a salute to a momentous anniversary, but this year Peacock said there were multiple occasions to commemorate. Originally, we intended to celebrate the 150-year incorporation of the city of Nanaimo, and then we also discovered it's the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF 100, Peacock said. Our founder, or who we refer to as the Admiral of the Fleet, Frank Ney, was actually a bomber pilot in World War II. So we added that as a part of the celebration as well. Adding one more anniversary to the mix. The Frank Ney statue on the waterfront will be 30 this year. It's something we're very proud of. We wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for the efforts of Mr. Ney and a number of different people who were involved in 1967, Peacock said.